Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Oh, my girl, right, AK Lonnie fam. Woo! Yo, Laura.
Yeah.
It's a tune right here.
I know.
Kaylani, get them. And Laura, what we finna do for the people that call 800-223-9797, want to get down with Laura Never Losing?
Let's go. We got tickets to Universal Circus at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. So if you want these tickets, let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. We need a male and a female contestant right now. 800-223-9797.
Yo, the Fuji's still out here celebrating from last night. They probably still awake, huh? Laura, where you at? Great job. We proud of y'all.
This Roddy Ricch, Hot 97, is number one for hip-hop.
Oh, man, it's going to be warm days, man. And we almost to the weekend, so don't let today take you down, you know what I'm saying, that bad path. It's very important, man. Very, very important. Don't let it take you down that bad path. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, because the weather.
Oh, man.
Yo, they saying flash floods, Laura Stiles.
Oh, no.
They saying a possible tornado touchdown.
What's this one called?
That's a hurricane when they name them. Tornadoes just pop up.
It says here that rain is supposed to start around noon. Yeah. No, like around 2 p.m., 50% chance. But after that, it just goes up to 60, 80.
Oh, no, that means it's rain.
Yes. And by the time we hit 8 p.m., it's thunderstorms all overnight till tomorrow.
And then the weekend's beautiful. So that's why I said don't let it take you down a bad path, because the weekend about to be beautiful. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's about to be beautimous. Also, something that's going to take you down a bad path today, if you're not vaxxed and that's not what you wanted to do with your life, is remember how the judge said, listen, you can't force teachers and medical workers, can't make it mandatory to get vaxxed. Yeah. They had a judge that said that. Now, the judge says the reason the injunction was put there was because they didn't have religious exemptions woven into the memo, the mandate, whatever.
The rules.
Right, the rules. So now that's in there. And so as of Monday, the reports are coming in last night and this morning. Teachers, school workers, Shawnee was saying hospital workers.
Medical workers.
Got to be vaxxed up on Monday or risk losing your job.
And it's a lot of pressure for people because this is their livelihood. They've been at these jobs 20 years, 10 years. This is their roof, their car payments, the school tuition of their children.
I know that if I just gave birth to my daughter, I don't know if I want someone unvaccinated handling my newborn.
Right.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah. And the thing is, you have all rights to feel that way, too. You know what I mean? And this is where the conflict is happening. Because
it's tough.
The people who don't want to take it have rights. You not wanting your child around them is full rights.
Yeah.
And now everybody's butting heads. So I'm wondering, what's going to happen when 100, 200, 300, 1,000 teachers are all laid off at the same time?
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of open jobs.
I mean, that sounds easy, but it sounds like a mess to me.
No, it's a mess. But
it is definitely going to be a mess.
It's going to be a mess.
And medical workers, 2,000 medical, 3,000 medical workers all at the same time. This sounds like a mess.
Yeah, I want to know. I'd love to know where the 1199 is at with it, the big hospital workers union in the city. Because you're right, Shawnee. The people who work have rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who run the businesses have the right to say that they want their businesses run a certain way. And voters have rights. So
it's a tough one. Because if you work in a hospital, you're dealing with the most immune compromised.
Right.
Like if my mother is going through chemo and is very, you know what I mean? Is going through serious illnesses. And it's like hospital workers are regular people that go about outside of their job. You know, we don't know what their lives are like.
So we're going to get into it today.
You know, it's a lot.
It's going, you know, that's why I said don't let it take you down a negative path. But we knew this day was coming.
Yeah.
And that's why we've been talking about it for what? 2 years?
Yeah.
A year and a half. People hoped it didn't get to this, and it probably would not have if more people would have got vaccinated.
And I think a lot of people are not necessarily going to reach this deadline, and they're going to, you know, resist.
They'll probably.
They're going to push something back.
Yeah, they not. Exactly. They not going on all of a sudden on Monday, just like, yo, you're fired. I don't see
most
that.
Most jobs can't do that.
I think they're letting people know it's real, though.
Yeah.
They're letting people know, yo, make your decision.
Yeah.
Get your appointments on the books.
Yeah. A lot of companies are just being like, yo, by this date, you're either vaccinated or you're taking weekly COVID tests.
Right.
And the thing is, the nurses, the ones in the medical field, they take the weekly test. And they've been there on the front line when a vaccine wasn't even available. So for them, they're like, yo, why are you forcing me when I'm taking a test every week anyway?
I'm going to read the article because I know that there was at least from the federal government, when Biden spoke about it, it was an option of a vax or a weekly test.
For the medical workers?
No, that's what he was asking companies to do. And that's what he was saying, federal workers.
The Biden.
Yeah, that was when Biden spoke to it. Because some of this is coming down because, you know, even here at the company that owns here, they sent out the email that said, listen, getting vaccinated is a choice, and so we're going to give you choices, which is either you turn in your vax card or you get tested weekly.
Right.
And that was because Biden, the federal government, at the federal level, said he wants corporations who have more than 100 people to start doing
to do that.
Right. But so it may happen that way at the city level too. We'll, you know, let's see where it goes. I gotta read the joint, but we'll come back to it later on because we're gonna be talking about it all day. Right now it's game time.
All right, let's do this.
Game time. Tickets to Universal Circus.
Universal Circus. Roy Wilkins Park in Queens.
Listen, we got Brian. What up, Brian?
What's good? Good morning, guys.
What's good, fam? And Joanna, what's up, Joanna?
Hi, good morning.
How's the traffic, Joanna? What's going on out there?
Not bad. It's actually not bad. I'm on my way midtown, so it's not that bad.
Not too crazy. I heard they got some new traffic patterns over there on the BQE or something. Things is down to like 2 lanes for the next little while. It's getting jammed up. Brian, where you at?
I'm driving into the Holland right now, actually.
Into the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah. No, Long Island.
Long Island.
There's a 3-car accident on the FDR south.
Right. Shawnee, you dealt with that this morning? It was a mess?
Yeah, it just happened when I passed.
Let's be honest. Driving down the FDR is like a video game. Let's just keep it real.
It is kind of video game-ish. More so than the west side, for sure.
Yo, the FDR, one mistake in certain sections, you get thrown into another lane, hit a bump. Yeah, it's like, hey, 500 really points is. If I don't.
It would go borderline unreasonable to be a method of people getting around the biggest city in the world. Borderline unreasonable.
Yeah. Joanna, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff?
I love you, but I'm going with my girl, Laura.
I love you, too, and I would say you're doing the right thing. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Leaves It. Here we go.
Okay, which comedian contracted...
Laura?
Okay, I'm assuming it's Chris Rock who just contracted COVID.
Yeah, contracted COVID.
It was in my dream last night. Just realized that.
That's
right. And he told
not gay. It was not a sex dream.
Oh, my God.
Sure, it wasn't. What is the only prime number?
Ebro.
I said it wrong.
Oh.
I'll start over.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What is the only even prime number?
Laura.
Ebro.
What was that?
It was Laura, just under.
Oh. Even prime number?
Ebro doesn't know the answer anyway, though.
Two?
So.
Two is correct.
Oh, wow.
Which award show did Seth Rogen complain, Ebro?
That would be the Emmys.
That is correct. What city is the office based in?
Ebro.
Ebro?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Tie game. Which rapper is expecting a child?
Ebro.
Yo, they own it today.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think Laura.
She's got the possession arrow.
He says Laura, too. He says Laura.
That's wrong. Me?
Yeah.
Which is expecting a child?
You are expecting a child.
Oh my God! I don't. Nick Cannon, another one.
Why not?
Probably incorrect.
Wow. Is that the entire question? Which rapper is expecting a child?
The question.
Oh.
The tiebreaker.
This could do it.
Which rapper is expecting a child with his wife, Jeannie Mae.
Oh. Ah, young Jeezy, the Jeezy, snowman. Bullet. Yo, Brian, I got one, baby.
Brian.
You taking the family to the Universal Circus, fam. Roy Wilkins Park. It's going to be a... Yo, listen, if you haven't been, it's a good time for the kids, man. It's a good time for the whole family. They do some cool ish in there, B.
Yeah, I haven't been yet.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. Hang on, Brian. Joanna.
You laughing at her?
That's a damn really weird laugh. What a weird dude.
Joanna, we love you. Hang on, Brian. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what up?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll give you some details on the amazing Fugees reunion that we had the pleasure
to be number 10.
Oh.
We'll tell you about it coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, this was ringing last night.
They closed with this?
No. It just happened. Okay. But I don't want to give it away because then I'd be ruining what Laura's about to do in Flashing Lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
Lights. You're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So the 25th anniversary of The Score, we celebrated with the Fugees as they reunited last night at Pier 17 in New York.
And Laura said we because she was in the building.
Yes, it was so much fun. It was so nice to see. Everyone there was like a super fan.
Big FOMO here.
So excited to
Laura
be there.
Laura wore her bootleg Fugees t-shirt.
I did. I looked at Ebro, I was like, am I a dork? And he's like, yeah.
You wore the shirt to the concert?
Yes.
She's that girl.
That's known to be, that's like the biggest.
And my girl was like, damn, I wish I had a shirt. Too,
yeah.
I would have worn. I don't have one.
Yo, but it was so much fun. First of all, Lauren, Praz, Clef look amazing. The chemistry was there. They were so happy to be there.
What time did they get on?
10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was
sharp.
10 o'clock.
Not too
now,
bad.
I thought it was. I thought stage time was like 8 o'clock, but assumed they would get on at 9. I went and asked because I wanted to see how late they actually were. I guess the slated time was 10 p.m.
Okay.
Because they were on stage at 10 p.m. sharp.
Right.
Okay. Right. That's pretty good.
So I was wrong when I thought it was an earlier situation.
Because they just they walked out the second the clock at 10, they walked out.
The second the clock at 10, they hit sharp. Well, and then I asked again. I was like, yo, what time was y'all supposed to be on stage? And they said 10.
That's a lot
I was
of
like,
people
why did I get 8 o'clock?
It's a lot of people out there.
Yeah. Full band, Rosenberg.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
phones confiscated.
Oh, yeah, no phones.
Oh, they did the phones?
Yeah, and confiscated phones. You know, so
how did DJ John take video?
Well, we knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody.
I didn't know anybody. It confiscated my phone.
Not me.
Damn, Laura, you're such a scammer.
No, but we had it was amazing. Everyone had such a good time. The energy was up.
How much solo stuff?
Are we just going to skip over how they tried to confiscate phones and Laura still had a phone? Are we just going to skip over that?
Oh, no, we should circle back around. Queen, let's circle back to that.
Yeah, because it's not this the important not, part of the night.
Listen, this is on another list of items where Laura's running some sort of scam, like that time she tried to get me to go get a wheelchair because I have a bad knee airport to cut the line.
Laura Stiles, she may act all regular and like she's not a douche, but she's also like, I'm not giving up my phone. I know everyone else is, not me.
I have a child. I have to check in.
I have a child.
Wow.
I'm sure you probably were the only one there. Right.
The mom card is...
Yo, basically, if you do the math, Laura might have been the only mom at the whole show.
May have been.
There may have been no kids.
No other parent.
Now, real quick, did they do solos or kept it all Fugees?
Everything I saw was all Fugees, but I left when I thought it was about to wind down. You stayed a little longer, Laura.
I just stayed one more song. When you left, I stayed for Ready or Not. And then after that, I was like, I started heading out.
But it seemed all focused on The Score.
They didn't perform the entire album, though.
Got it. They left it out.
Yeah, but a nice chunk And it was vibes.
Listen. And, you know, Clef hit that stage, obviously had to say something to Mr. Biden. And it was funny because he stopped. He did some little freestyle. I haven't heard. Hey, yo, Clef, I need that song.
And they performed a new song.
There was a song Clef was spitting on that was like, whoa.
It was tough. The
beat was hard, everything. And maybe, you know, we was just caught up in the whirlwind. I needed the recorded version so we could verify it was straight fuego. But anyway, he went at the president, talked about what's going on with the Haitian migrants, you know, talked about all that. And Praz was like, yo, my man, you know I got a case, right?
No, but it wasn't bad. He just delivered the message straightforward, you know?
Yeah, it was straightforward. It was straightforward. But it was a great night. Shout out to the Fugees. We are very proud of y'all. Jerry wanted to salute. He was up there on the bass, you know, doing the music director. The whole band was there. They had like a 10-piece horn section. So it was like full fuego band.
The speed of the song was correct.
Everything was in pocket.
Yes.
Lauren is hitting all the notes. You know, is she sound incredible, spitting.
Now it's live, so you know how sometimes they tweak it a little bit.
Right. But it wasn't double time.
But no, none of that.
She wasn't just rushing through the joints you love.
None of that.
Yo, I'm excited to see this. They're back in Newark in November.
November 26th in Newark.
The Friday after the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's going to be popping.
Oh, yeah.
So is that like the Fugees come home?
I mean,
is that like the coming home concert? Newark?
Day after Thanksgiving in Newark. So it's going to be, that's going to be the one.
Anyway, it was amazing, guys. It was amazing. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:03. Today is a high of 79 degrees. Rain all day. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
And if you tried to have a conversation with me last night and I was looking the other direction as you leaned close to me to try to talk,
no.
COVID's outside, B. I ain't playing them silly games.
Oh, people were talking to you and you were...
You know, to lean all the way, lean in, want to get all the way, lean in. There was some dude who wanted to talk to me about you and he knew you since you was real little and he was leaning all close. And, you know, my lady stays on deck. When people get too close to me, she's got, like, the hand sanitizer ready so they can see it, that we're, like, you know.
Being crazy. Like, we want you to know we're crazy.
Yes.
So just so you know.
WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg was popping. Look, if you're not paying attention to the weather today and you live in a low-lying area that potentially floods, we got a button for you because you need to be paying attention. The way they talking today, it sounds like you might get a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, playing yourself.
Because it feels like, it seems like, anytime they say flash flood warning from here on out, we need to be paying attention.
So they getting the congrats because they live in that area?
No. If they're not paying attention.
Because they should evacuate.
I don't know about evacuate, but just be on notice. Because they're saying flash floods today.
And they said that last time. And
you hear those words?
Like a couple who got trapped in the basement.
And people who was even in their cars.
Bro, more people died here than New Orleans.
Yeah, so.
We have more deaths than like anywhere in this area from that.
Hurricane Ida. So I'm just saying, they saying that. You live where you live, but if you live where it goes down at, today's one of them days.
Find high ground.
And they saying a tornado might touch down.
Aye, fam.
Aye. Mother
Nature.
I don't know where that is, or you know, but look, all I'm saying is if you ain't paying attention.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Pay attention. They saying it's gonna be real at some point today. Laura, what you got?
I mean, I believe we have to discuss this. This was one of the biggest things yesterday online and everywhere. So a woman by the name of Jennifer Hawk went on The Real talk show.
Right. This is the woman that is claiming she's being harassed by Nikki and her husband.
Yes, this is the woman that was raped by Nikki's now husband, Kenneth Petty, and served time back in 1995. And she claims she's being harassed by Nicki Minaj and her husband. Basically, they wanted her to recant the story. You know, because that's why he has to register as a sex offender in California, anywhere he goes.
That's right.
It's very difficult for him to move around. That's what usually happens when you're a registered sex offender. But, you know, she was a guest on The Real, and here's a couple of clips. Check this out.
Wait, you don't have the clips ready?
Oh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No? Nothing?
Yeah, I don't even know which ones I'm necessarily hitting. This is just...
If you see the clips from The Real.
Yeah, that's it.
This?
Yeah.
There's several of them.
Jennifer, have you ever spoken to Nikki directly?
I did. In March of 2020. She called me, and she said that... She got word that I was willing to help them out in a situation I didn't understand she was referring to. She offered to fly me and my family to LA. I turned it down and I told her, woman to woman, this really happened. And I hadn't spoken to her since.
Now, you allege that Nikki and Kenneth were harassing you. In what way?
With them sending people to negotiate numbers as far as money is concerned with family members. And Nikki is the one who personally reached out to me. She's, you know, in regards to helping them in this situation. And then the threats that I received because I kept saying no to every offer, to every suggestion. The last incident was when one of their associates put $20,000 on my lap and I still kept saying no. The last message I received was that I should have taken the money because they're going to use that money to put on my head.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
If what that woman is saying is fact,
congratulations. Now, you played yourself.
I just want to say, Nikki called and said, I got word. So Nikki, the way this woman said it, recounted her truth. She says Nikki says she got word. Who did Nikki get word from? Because here's the thing. Whatever happens with Nikki's husband happens with Nikki in this regard because that's her man. So this woman is like, look, I got a personal phone call from Nikki. And so everything that happened after that, I'm tying back to Nikki, well, even if Nikki didn't know that was happening.
That's the button, by the way.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There was no need for you to ever contact this person. You should have, unless it was to somehow just do something nice or kind, or there's no reason to try to negotiate with this person ever.
Well, this woman is saying that Nikki called me and said, I got word. And I would like to fly you and your family out. So maybe it was a positive gesture from Nikki. What it became, though, is something else.
I just can't.
But what?
How would she have received? What would that even have mean? I received word. Nikki's not stupid.
But what is the word? I don't understand what you mean by a positive gesture. She's calling her to let her know, like, hey, the situation is the fact that he has to register as a sex offender in every state that he goes to.
Well,
so if
I'm just basing it on what this woman said.
Right.
So I don't know.
Let's say she took the $20,000 and recanted her story. Can't she go to jail?
Well, no, Yes, I think so. That woman could go to jail.
Might be statute of limitations now, which would be why maybe she could.
I'm just saying, based on what this woman is saying, she said Nikki called, says she got word. That word must have came from somebody involved in the case, which would be Nikki's husband. Called the woman.
How would he receive word?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You're focusing on the receive word.
I'm just focusing on what this woman, the words that came out of his woman's
mouth. But the receive word part to me was like, yeah, I don't know that matters as much as why. The thing that bothered me was if Nikki said the words to help us out. You're really asking this woman, who you're acknowledging by calling her, was the victim. To help y'all out? That to me, I was like, why are we asking anything of this woman who was victimized?
Right, and to do what? To recant your story?
I mean, listen, who knows what's true? None of us were there. I'll tell you that she was I think we could all agree in listening and watching her, she was a very convincing person to hear speak. You know what I'm saying? She definitely seemed... She laid it all out there. She seemed very direct.
What we already know is Nikki's husband did time. Like, that happened.
Mm-hmm. 4 years, I think.
Which is the most peculiar thing that we've been saying about this whole thing from the beginning, even before hearing this, which is, if y'all want this to not be a focal point, don't make it a focal point.
The time's done.
It's already done. Now, I get it. Right? Like Rosenberg just said off the air, registering as a sex offender, you know people who have had to do this.
It's not good. Who wants to be stuck? I know people who did something mad long ago, and maybe they were 18. Whatever the thing was, it's not fun. No one wants to be registered as a sex offender where people search on the list, they see you live there. There's a lot of reasons you don't want to do that. Not only that, if they have to register as a sex offender, that means the people who look at the sex offenders list know where Nicki Minaj lives.
Yeah, I know. That's what's dangerous.
Because she's with him. So who wants that? I get it. But I don't think you can. The idea of messing with the people who were already involved in this is why you end up on this segment right here.
So congratulations. You played yourself.
This sucks. And this is not a criminal situation. This woman, here's the other piece of the congrats. This woman, you offered her $20,000 to recant her story or whatever money you put on her lap. Negotiations, yada, yada. Here's audio of what she expects out of the lawsuit, because this is a lawsuit for money.
What are you guys wanting to come from this lawsuit?
To let them know that they were wrong, and you can't do this to people. You shouldn't do this to people. He did something a long time ago. And he had consequences that he was supposed to stick with. What they did to me and my family wasn't okay. It wasn't right. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what your status is. You can't intimidate people to make things go better for you. And that's what they did. And I want my daughters to know that as they grow, as they experience life, as they come in contact with friends, family, strangers, whatever, that they'll have the strength to know that they have a voice and they should use it. And don't ever let anybody try to silence them.
Well, and there's some money. I thought she was going to say the amount of money she wanted.
I don't think she's going to say the amount of money. It's damages. It's for damages. I'm sure it's a lot more than $20,000. And by the way, that's the one other congrats that jumped out to me in addition to everything else. $20,000? For something that means this much to you? You offered $20,000? Wouldn't you think we're talking minimum well into six figures to try to get this to go away? For someone to recant their story that where they allege you in a crime, I would think you'd be handing over 250 large before we're even having a conversation. Because guess what? This is going to cost a lot more than $20,000 just to deal with all of this.
Right, to have lawyers involved. Cetera,
all of it's going to be expensive.
Yikes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Rihanna's still out here talking about this new album.
You know what? Hit the button. Tell us a date.
Congratulations.
Well, there's
you
a date.
What happened?
There's
you're damn the sure a date. The Navy.
I'm upset. Damn sure a date for this Fenty Savage show that enough, promo's running.
Enough with the Fenty.
What do you mean enough? How dare you? Yo,
what do you
listen,
mean?
Don't you do it. If you're with the Navy, they will.
I want the music.
They will suspend you for life.
Every time Rihanna pops up on my timeline, that like something happened, it's Fenty Savage.
Yeah, because them draws is popping out.
I mean, they made her a millionaire. A billionaire, I'm sorry. Excuse me, let me fix my lips.
I get it, but like, you know, I'm
you're what?
Want to hear the music.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I don't want to hear that cash register ring. That's what she wants.
I know, but she is.
Cash won! 97 minutes commercial free. Yeah, Rihanna, don't talk about the music. Just drop the music. But people keep asking, so I guess she's figuring, you know what? I'll talk about the music because it's going to promote Fenty Savage some more. And y'all going to tune into this. What is it on? Amazon? Fenty Savage?
Yeah, it's Amazon.
Thing? Yeah. That thing is popping. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Curb Time, Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. This is Madison. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Morning. What's up?
Going through the notes here of what you shared with our producer. You went out with a guy you met on Tinder.
Yes.
You said it was an amazing date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This guy, Alex, pulled out all the stops. You guys went for a romantic dinner in Columbus Circle.
Right. Yep.
Right there next to the park, horse and carriage rides and all that. You guys did a horse and carriage ride.
Oh, nice. It was just so relaxing and romantic.
The smell of horse flying in your face was so, that's how you know you really like somebody, when you could sit behind one of those horses' asses for a long period of time. Good point.
Nah, it was about the conversation.
I understand.
Being treated like a lady, you know?
I've just been on one of those, and you catch the right waft of horse, it just ruins the whole dialogue. I can't. But anyway, wow, this says that you told the producer you fell in love.
You know, whenever you meet the right person that just vibes on you on every level.
Wait a minute, hold on. You had sex with him?
I mean,
on the first night?
Oh, don't act like you ain't never done that before, okay? No judgment,
I do it all the time.
Right?
I do it all the time, let's be honest. Well, I used to.
Exactly.
I would love to do it more. I think I'm going to start back. But anyway, we're focused on you.
it was good. Everything was good. He laid it all out. And then at the end of the night, he laid it down for that, too.
He rolled it out, laid it out. Now, here's the real question. Was it like an unfolding? Did he have to unfold it when he laid it out? Or was it just right there for you?
I mean, you know, he served it up on a platter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, let's call Alex. And let's see what's going on here.
People have sex.
All right.
You know what I mean?
This
on the first night?
Right?
All the time?
It happens sometimes, yes.
This is life.
I've been off the scene, man. I got to get back out here. I didn't know it was so easy these days.
Hello?
Alex!
Hey.
It's Ebro from Ebro in the Morning. You got Laura Styles. You got Rosenberg. Thanks for coming on the program.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for taking the time out today. So, Alex, you didn't start hitting Madison back after you guys went out on a date. She hit us, so we're calling you to figure out why, basically. I mean, it sounds from her account, you guys had a great time.
So, basically, I mean, like, we did have a great time, but the thing is I'm actually married.
Stop.
I'm not buying it. Why would you agree to come on the radio then if you're actually married?
Good question.
Well, because me and my wife decided to try to do this open marriage thing. So it was my first time, like, reaching out to someone outside of my marriage.
Well, you reached out, all right. Reached in, too.
I mean,
he has permission, Ebro, so technically he can do it.
I can do it, but it just felt weird. You know, it was my first time, and we both decided to try it. So that's why I wasn't hitting her back. I mean, I had a great time with her, but I'm still married.
I mean, look, y'all had sex on the first date. Y'all had a great time. Why wouldn't you just
tell her the truth? Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel like if you were out on a date and, you know...
Well, not during the date, but maybe, you know, at the moment where it's about to go down, you give her the option of whether or not she wants to be a part of this.
Like, were you scared she was going to say no and leave you?
I mean, yeah. I just want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even thinking about, like...
Well, Alex, I guess you should at least have a common courtesy to hit someone back. I think it's cool to at least tell them what time it is.
So
I'm glad we have actually Madison on the phone. She's been listening to this whole conversation. Madison, are you there?
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You wanted to, you know, you wanted to do it and everything and not give me the choice. Why take away my choice in this situation?
Well, because, I mean, who wants to choose to, like, be a part of an open marriage?
No.
Or who wants to choose to be, like, the side
chick?
If
you would have been listening to my conversation while we were out and about, you would have known that maybe I would have been down for that. You took away the choice, though. I'm saying, don't assume that every woman is going to be the same and everything and stuff, because you're a good dude, you're nice. You treated me real lovely and stuff, and I appreciated that.
You so lovely.
I don't see what the problem is. So, really, though, on the real, you was good. I had a great time. I feel as if the sex was bomb and everything. So, I don't see what the problem is. Why can't we continue this?
Oh.
Oh. Well,
Alex, make you move fast. Don't think too long. Go in, Alex.
Well, you know what? I'm down. I mean, let's see what we can do.
You're the worst, bro. Just go do it, man.
Just go.
He's nervous.
And Alex, I mean, next time, be a man. Hit somebody back, man. Be a man. Hit somebody back. Y'all go ahead and have a great time. Get it?
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Facts. Yo, where's the show, Laura? Laura's caught up in a story. She don't even know we on the radio right now. She's squinting at the screen. She ain't got a glass on. It's a disaster.
Why are your glasses? Let me see how blind you are, by the way. Can I see?
Hey, what are your thoughts?
There we go.
Handing in my glasses.
Oh. You're blind to Jace.
Yeah, that's what they said. They were like, it's not that bad. She's like, it's barely anything. I was like, okay.
Do I look like DJ John now?
Nope. You look like your eyes are just being magnified. You have larger eyes now.
Laura, your glasses look like a filter that we used to do on Snapchat.
Does it make everything pretty?
It makes it a little blurry. It makes you feel a little, you know.
Like you have zero flaws. Nobody in here all of a sudden has any skin flaws. Everybody's just very smooth.
John still has flaws. Let me see John's glasses.
And we're doing a glasses comparison.
Who's
this
more
is compelling
blind?
Radio right here. It is with the people. There's so many people driving in their cars right now with glasses on. They're like,
oh,
why?
Oh, John doesn't even have glasses.
It's like,
yo,
regular
John,
eyesight.
This is literally, or I've got problems. Because this is almost
nothing.
It's not helpful. It feels weird still, but it's.
So Laura's more blind than John. For sure, is what you're saying.
100%. Or I'm blinder like John or something. But I would say, yes, Laura is more blind than John. John, I can't believe you even need those. In fact, I don't know if you do.
Well, he works on a screen longer than you, so I think that was the whole thing. Matter of fact, let's go to DJ John. And y'all call right now, 800-223-9797. Be smarter.
The DJ John. Hold on. There's one more layer to this.
Wait, whose glasses are these?
I'm putting on King Louis' glasses.
Oh, yikes.
Let's
see what's going on here.
I hear when you put these on, I'll automatically become 5'3". I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Disrespect.
Woo! Blind King! Now listen. Oh, no. Yo, Louis. This is what it looks like for you right now? Like, you can't see anything, bro.
Yo, you're going to have an ill headache later. You keep playing with these glasses.
Yeah, take them off.
Yo, I'm going to need glasses now from wearing all your glasses.
That's right, playing around.
All right, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm feeling good.
So, John, you just got glasses because you are on a computer screen editing things all day.
Yeah, and after getting went to the doctor, eye doctor, they said that you might need it for late night driving at night because things are kind of blurry from afar and just the screen.
So well, you do have a tiny prescription then.
Yo, and since you're here, we're going to get some money out of you. So,
right, you're already here. So.
And since you're here, you gotta buy some frames and some.
Isn't it just chalking up to the game that once I hit like 36, 37, when I was driving on the highway, the exit signs from way far that I used to be like, oh, look, it's exit 8 right up there. We're going to blah, 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 Rutgers. Now it just, you got to get closer before you see it. Isn't that just chalking up to the game, or am I going blind?
No, you're going blind.
Yeah, but slow.
Chalking it up to the game would mean that you're just not going to get it fixed. You're going to go, like, can't see anything and probably get into an accident one day.
I don't feel that way. Yeah.
You're going too fast and waiting too long to see the sign, so you should probably get it fixed. But getting old means, yes, things stop working. Like, the follicles in your head, you go bald, your eyes start working, and you know.
It's a mess.
And your penis.
Yeah, I might have to do it. What?
Excuse me? Excuse me? Mine works fine, B.
I didn't hear anything about the crumb.
I got news for you.
It's about Peter, not me.
Oh, wait, it was you who just randomly threw penises out there?
Yep, that's right. Mine is still out here like...
Mine's working at 1,000. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know where this...
I mean, you brought it up, so clearly you're projecting, sir.
What's going on?
Fernando!
Oh, my God.
Help us out, Fernando. Ew. This thing is unraveling quick. Fernando, where you calling us from, fam?
Sorry, kids.
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Word. We got a question for you, and if you answer correctly, John, what can Fernando win?
One Music Africa Fest. Ooh. It's going down, baby. Brooklyn.
I think it's One Africa Music Fest, but we know how you mix words around. Sorry, have a speech problem.
Thought these glasses will help me, but clearly not. But yeah, go to Signal at Ticketmaster.com or Eventbrite.
All right, answer this question, Fernando, and you are in the building, Coney Island. Lorstad.
All right, Fernando, can you tell us what famous singer has a lingerie brand called Savage?
I have a cousin named Fernando.
What happened? Sorry?
Yeah.
See, Fernando, don't listen to DJ John, man.
Shawnee, we're going to have to start muting his mic. What you he just talks all over the question.
Horrible. Well, Savage Venti?
Yes.
Kind of.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is it?
Is that the answer?
Savage yes. What?
Savage what?
John, shut up, man. People can't even listen to it. He said it. Savage Fenty.
That wasn't the answer.
What was the question again?
Yeah. What famous singer has a lingerie brand?
Nope. That
what is it? I said, what is it called? What is it called? Savage Fenty.
Oh, y'all are yo, what is wrong with you? Yo, John, shut up, man.
He got it right. He got it right. All right, John. What is Rihanna's dad's name?
Oh,
wrong there.
Thank you.
There you go.
Fernando, Lord, take care of you, man. Listen, y'all Fernando. Gotta know. Do not listen to DJ. Look at him.
God, he's so annoying. And he's laughing.
Job, man. You got a cousin named Fernando.
Fernando, shout out to your family. Shout out to your people, man.
Well, I'm on my way to take my daughter and my son to school, so I'm going to shut them out. Anaya and AJ.
Anaya and AJ, what's going on, man? Y'all have a safe day at school. Speaking of schools, hang on, Fernando.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Speaking of schools in Jersey, they're not giving the names of the schools, but it's like some 20-something schools have had to go back to virtual, I think it is, due to COVID. We talked last week here in New York City. I think it's some 200-something classrooms have had to have the entire classroom quarantine. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about it coming up. The announcement came, I think it was late yesterday. Maybe it's just rolling out this morning. But Monday, the expectation is that teachers and school workers have to get vaccinated or lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was looking around to see if there was the choice to get the weekly test. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think in the executive order.
For the schools order, anyway.
For federal, he didn't give the weekly testing opt-out.
No, for the federal workers, but school workers are, teachers union, is that federal?
No, I don't think so.
That's not a federal worker. No. Now, I'm talking about the teachers here in New York City.
You can tell them straight up, you got to get vaccinated. That's it.
That's what I was looking for because, you know, at corporations, you have choices, right? Like many corporations, like the one that owns this station, it's like, yo, you can turn in your vax card or you can get your test every week.
Mm-hmm.
PCR test every week. And medical pays for it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and they're reimbursing you for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's what corporations are doing. The city who runs this school district, they're saying you got to get tested. That's the way the news is coming out. And I haven't found out any other information where teachers may have the choice to get tested.
Mm. Listen, all I'll say is this. I've taken a new tact of talking to people about this subject. I understand people being hesitant. There are rare cases of people who, when they get the vaccine, have a negative reaction. It's definitely a possibility. I'm not going to be one of those people who goes, that's nothing. It's a lie.
0.008% chance. Blah 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 blah.
It happens. Yes, it will rarely happen that someone has something happen.
But it happened.
I will just say though, in my humble opinion, it ain't that big a deal. If you're starting to look at like I could lose my livelihood, like for real, like I could lose my livelihood and have to start over in life. In my opinion,
some people might do it though.
In my opinion, you're gonna look back and be like, I probably should have just gotten.
Well, but see, that's the choice piece.
That's the choice.
Like people, I should have freedom of choice. You do.
So then a lot of people are asking too, so if you're forcing me to get this.
Mm-hmm.
They're not forcing you. They're saying.
If you
want
to work.
Well, if you want this job. Yeah,
if you want me to keep the job, then take it. Is there any liability for my job should something go wrong when I take it? Will the job accept responsibility?
Well, that's a great question because if you tell me to, you're telling me to take this so that I'm not a liability on the job, right? Meaning you're telling me to get vaxxed so that I don't get sick and so I don't miss work and so you don't have to spend or lose money because I'm getting vaxxed, or if I didn't get vaxxed, I might have got sick and I may be out for a long time, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So that's why you're telling me to get vaxxed. If I get vaxxed and the same thing happens, do I have some sort of job security and or recourse that you told me to do something? And
the answer is probably no.
I don't know what that answer is.
The answer is no.
My question, the job could ask back is, okay, if you don't want to get the vaccine, are you willing to take liability if you bring COVID into our office and give it to other people?
Because they could sue you because you brought it up in here.
I don't know. I don't think they could. I don't think anyone could sue anyone either way.
No, I'm just saying.
But they would have the right to say, yo, you're the one person who didn't want to get vaccinated and you got people sick here? Because everyone's taking, it's a risk assessment for everyone is what I'm saying.
Right. So then they say, then are you willing to take responsibility for getting other people sick?
Yeah.
And you say, yeah. Well, what does that entail?
Yeah,
that's a question.
Yeah, what does that
Because you're going to say yeah to keep your job. Like, all right, you know.
Again, by the way, this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. I'm not saying anyone's wrong for having their feelings. I'm not saying anyone for their concerns. I'm just telling you, in my belief, I'm not that smart, but I do some things okay. I think one day you'll look back and be like, you know what? Probably should have just gotten the vaccine and kept my job. That's how I personally feel.
If you decide not to get the vaccine, lose your job.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm comparing it to, as opposed to starting your life over again, getting so married to this issue, getting so tied into it in your heart that you would literally give up your livelihood.
Now, the injunction was placed on this, just so everybody has a backstory. Remember, it was supposed to roll out, and then the judge said, injunction, you can't do that. Well, the reason the judge is saying, the reason that happened is because they did not have in the literature the religious exemptions and things that have to be in there when they first rolled it out. So they added those things in. And so now they're saying Monday. So we're going to talk about this more coming up. Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free. This is big on a lot of people's minds, especially listening to this program. Because we have a lot of teachers listening, a lot of people who work in hospitals listening.
And a lot of people aren't vaccinated listening.
Remember the ratio in New York?
I'm not gonna lie, I took a step back.
What, only 17% of black folks vaccinated?
In New York. Yeah.
I think that number's gonna change though.
82% not vaccinated, not with it.
Of
black people.
Right. And by the way, just so y'all know, that 82% is of a 24% pie.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not saying it's of a massive part of the.
I'm saying for the audience, not for y'all.
Yeah, just to be clear.
Right.
Yeah,
The population of black folks in New York, let's just call it 20%. It might be higher or lower. I got to look it up. But it might be 20%. Of that 20%, only 17% have gotten vaccinated. I also want to point out, when they start breaking out, and you can look up the articles on this, when they start breaking out people's income levels and vaccination, when you start getting up over $200,000, $300,000 annual, most of the rich folks is vaccinated.
I would say that's true. Also, it's interesting because almost every black person I know is vaccinated too. So I may know all of the 17%.
Or most of the black people you know have a lot of money in their pocket because you're an elitist. And you know what I'm saying?
No.
You're not really, really with the people.
That's not true. The people I know are definitely regular working jobs for a regular salary.
Yeah, right. Flashing lights, Laura Styles coming up. Yo, we up here talking about the fake vax cards that's moving around out here.
Moving.
Just don't get caught.
Fines is heavy, right?
And
you're facing jail time.
Yo,
you see those nurses in New Jersey who got caught up?
Well, that's probably the reason that it's floating around. One of the reasons. No. I'm telling you, my vax card, the only handwritten things on my vax card are my name, my birthday, and the dates I got vaxxed. Everything else has a stamp of the Walgreens. You see what I'm saying?
You're the only person I've seen like that.
My joint is stamped up.
Let me see.
If your whole card is... I'm not going to do that. Let's go to Flashing Lights, Laura Styles. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash.
Yeah, that way I just go. What's up,
Styles?
Yeah, it's an app. I use the NYC COVID Safe app because I got my vaccine in Jersey. Is there a Jersey app where I could get like a QR code?
An Excelsior New Jersey Pass?
What's it called?
Docket.
Interesting.
All right, send me that, Louie.
Different states have different.
I need the Jersey app so that I can have a QR code and be super official. All right,
guys. So Teyana Taylor did make her last and final announcement for The Last Rose Petal. That's her new tour, guys. She's calling it the farewell tour.
What does that mean?
She says she's done with music after the tour.
Okay. Love you, Teyana. Stop yourself.
Why? Yeah,
I mean, with music. Everyone loves to say that I'm done with music.
Why?
Why does everyone do that?
No, why?
I don't know.
Well, she's got two kids. She's probably...
She's like 29 years old. Well, she is not done.
Can I finish?
Sure, go
ahead.
Go ahead.
She might be done being an artist, like a solo artist, and may pivot because, you know, she's directing videos, doing choreography. She probably sees more financial upside in doing that and running her business than she does stressing out, dealing with record labels, recording songs, and trying to, like, get... You know what I mean? Because think about it. Every time Teyana Taylor's put out an album, there's been some bad experience for her.
Yeah. She did say she wants to focus on her mental health and explore other possibilities. She's been, like, getting... I think, like, mentored by, like, Spike Lee. She's really buying all this camera equipment. Like, she's really into, like, filmmaking right now.
Oh, I know she wants to do that. So
maybe she approaches music differently.
Listen, God bless her in whatever she wants to do. Love the girl. I'm just saying artists love to throw that word final around loose. Final?
Well, because if it pops off, is it your final?
Well, this is her farewell tour. So it's kicking off November 7th in San Francisco, going to Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Toronto, New York, Silver Springs, Philadelphia.
Yo, is there an S on Silver Spring?
Silver Spring.
Thank you. Everyone, yo, man.
What you talking about?
Everyone calls.
Because I said Silver Springs.
Everyone does that about Silver Spring, Maryland. They always like, yo, I'm in Silver Springs. I'm like, because there's no
but
S.
But you put an S on everything, B.
I know.
Great Adventures.
Because the film war springs. The film war's in Silver Springs.
What you doing for Memorials Day?
Memorials?
Memorials Day,
B.
That's your Flash and Late report. The time is 8:03. High of 79, rain today. Alternate cyclones are in effect.
And listen, when I'm right, I'm right.
About
the Wonder.
Why are you patting yourself on the back?
Because the Wonder Years on ABC last night was fantastic. If people missed it last night, go find it on your cable. You know, these days you can usually search for every show and then just watch it after.
I think it's on Hulu too.
Yo, it was so good. You watched it, Bascom? It was so good. And they really made it the Black Wonder Years. Mm. Like, they didn't make them happen to be black. They made it a black show. The parents, the main character's parents went to Tuskegee. The dad is a musician and a music professor. The first episode is about the death of Martin Luther King. Like, they lean. I'm telling you guys. And it gives you the same feels as the original Wonder Years. He meets his crush in the first episode. It's strong recommendation.
They keep that song.
What would you do if I said... Yeah.
Because you got to do that.
It feels the same. The show feels the same.
Gotcha.
It's just different. It's very nice.
Yo, look, coming up, man, vaccine talk. Are you a teacher? Do you have any insight for us as a teacher or maybe an essential worker? How do you feel about the, I guess it's a mandate?
Yeah.
From it feels like the city of New York to be vaccinated. They're saying Monday's the day. You better have at least a plan. I think they're going to give, it feels like they got to give that grace period, right? Like it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Like,
because how many
I can't
people
be vaxxed on Monday. That's impossible.
Maybe that's when you're supposed to start. I don't.
Or at least have an appointment or something.
Hey, I'm curious to hear from people, though, who are trying to decide what to do, whether to vax or not to vax.
Keep it locked, man. It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let me do that again. Ooh.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Right here. On Ebro in the Morning. Good morning, everybody. We're talking vaccine again. Why? Because Monday, teachers have to get the vax. But we're finding out the real information. AJ, teacher, you have information about this situation coming Monday. What do you need people to know today who are teachers?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes. It's just been very overwhelming because we just felt like we were being betrayed by our union. We were at first told that we would have the option to have test outs, that we'd be able to test weekly. And then that was agreed to without the fact that religious and medical exemptions would happen. And then the arbitrator put it in. They started to deny everyone. Thousands of teachers were being denied for their medical and religious exemptions. So even though it seems as if they're saying that it's okay and they have space for us, everyone's being denied by saying that they simply can't accommodate us because they're realizing that it's thousands of teachers that are applying.
So let me try to understand what you're saying. So on Monday, on the mayor of the city, de Blasio, wants teachers and everybody works at schools vaccinated. Monday it begins where you're supposed to get that done. The block was put on by the judge because there was an injunction basically saying that you have to give this religious exemption. That was done now. AJ, you're saying that teachers are submitting for their religious exemption and being denied by the thousands because they're realizing now that everyone's going to try to use that exemption.
Exactly. Like, their only excuse, they're offering reasons as to why they are being denied, except for the fact that they can't accommodate because of undue hardships on the DOE.
So now I'm getting info that teachers can opt to test weekly. Is that true or false?
That is not true from what I last saw yesterday.
Oh.
We are not allowed to test weekly. It is either we get vaccinated or take leave or have a severance package or we are just involuntarily put on leave.
According to Pix 11, and this is 13 hours ago.
Thank you, AJ.
They do say, they were like, a judge's ruling also gave the go-ahead for the city to require all of its other employees to have their first dose by Monday or get weekly testing.
As of 13 hours ago, they said weekly testing was still an option.
Thank you, AJ. So clearly, AJ, there's some mixed information here. Good thing we're having the discussion.
Also, one thing I think she's maybe leaving out on the other side for the teachers union is how many people are, let's just be real, lying about the religious reasoning.
Well, I was going to ask, if you've never used a religious exemption before.
And now all of a sudden
you want one.
You're like,
you ain't even never took a holiday on a religious holiday.
they never seen ash on your head.
Maybe they never needed it before.
You never needed holiday for your religious holiday?
It depends. This is more of a violation of your body. So now it, you know.
Depends is also an undergarment filled with doo-doo.
Here you go.
Well, no, but Shawnee, be real. You know, a lot of people are going to lean on the religious thing because it's a way to not do it.
Of course. So. But I mean, I don't take every holiday that is connected to my spiritual belief. I don't do that. But
you can.
If you're going to violate, I can. If it's going to violate my body and you're going to force me to put something in my skin, then I can turn towards my spiritual beliefs and say, nah, this is not what we do.
Right.
Jeremy's an EMT. Jeremy, you're being told you have to vaccinate also, correct?
Absolutely.
And what do you want to share with the people today about where you are with this?
Well, honestly, I mean, I wish it was still an option, but at least for the agency that I work for, it's no longer a matter of, hey, you can get tested weekly. It's the same thing, just like the teacher is talking about, you know, we're basically being forced to do this or basically, you know.
Now, you're an EMT that works for a private company, correct?
Absolutely.
Right. So your situation is going to be very different than a teacher. Right, your situation, at least the way it sounds. When you work for a private company, I'm here to let y'all know. They gonna tell you. It is not the same as working for the city, the state, or the federal government. It's not.
No, they can just decide.
They can just say, this is what we're doing, and if you don't like it, one.
Right.
Done yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different zone. LaKensa, good morning. You're a teacher out in Jersey.
Hi, yes. And it's LaKendra.
Oh, LaKendra, excuse me. What is the situation for Jersey teachers as far as what you know today?
So I'm actually a school counselor, which is basically I do the same thing. I have the same union as the teachers. But for in Jersey, the governor made the mandate that we all needed to be vaccinated by, I believe it's the 17th or the 14th of October.
And that's every school district in the state of Jersey?
Correct, yes.
Every teacher in every school district in the state of Jersey. What's the date that you're familiar, that you heard?
I believe it's the 14th or the 17th. I can't remember.
So mid-October.
And what does that mean for you right now? What are you dealing with?
Well, for me, I've been vaccinated since April. So it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing to me. I just feel like for those individuals who chose not to be vaccinated, I don't think it's fair. Because if they're choosing not to be vaccinated for whatever reason they're choosing not to be, then they shouldn't have to put their job on the line to do that. However, I also understand why the mandate is in place, especially when it's around kids and this Delta variant is going around, and it's affecting kids more than the other variant. So I do understand that aspect as well.
Yeah, in other words,
thank you, LaKendra.
That just sort of summed up what makes this whole situation so hard. Because listen, if people are against it, they are. And you certainly have to understand why people would want vaccinations, particularly in schools.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of seems like a no-brainer. Of course,
a lot of schools and a lot of schools already have a list of vaccinations you need to have to even go there.
That's
most
right.
schools, especially public schools.
Right?
And wouldn't you think that the testing would be more important than the vaccine in some cases?
I think both are important. To be honest with you, because remember, the vaccine is not a cure.
Right.
It is meant to slow down, prevent serious sickness and death. Mm-hmm. The slowdown piece is an important piece that I don't think gets focused on.
Because that's what they really want with
everything. Because the slowdown piece in all of this, remember going back to the mask, going back to everything, the slowdown piece was the spreading piece. And when you're vaccinated, even if you do get a breakthrough case, the amount of virus in your body is less than someone who is not vaccinated, is the theory.
And what
is the theory?
And also vaccinated to vaccinated spreading
is like
is almost
nothing.
Impossible.
Which is why in New York City over the last few weeks, we don't have high caseloads and high infection rates, because in New York City, we're at what, 70% vaccination for the entire city. Yeah. Are there groups that aren't vaccinated? Yes. But a majority of the population is vaccinated. And that's why with sporting events, concerts, festivals, everything that's been going on, you haven't really had this crazy number of cases and deaths and things come back, because it's vaccinated people hanging around other vaccinated people.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Go ahead.
Nah, I mean,
we see you,
know,
we so see you to, planning your thought.
No, I'm not even planning, because you know what? When it's like going into the debates of stats, it becomes hard, because I see other stats, y'all see stats, I see mainstream stats, I see other stats that are being hidden. So I don't even want to go there. But to the initial point that I was stating, yes, the vaccine may be important because it's saying that it slows down transmission. But for people's job who is going to be put on the line, isn't testing... If you're willing to test on a weekly basis,
well,
to
we've
make
got
sure
mixed info, right? Because the Pix 11 is saying you can get tested weekly if you're a teacher.
You can,
yes,
you can. Yes,
but
you can.
This woman called and said,
and
that
said
you
no,
cannot. So
and
we're
I'm hearing
getting
that from
info,
teachers as well
that
too.
You cannot.
That you cannot.
Got it. Priscilla, who works for Public Health System. Good morning, Priscilla. What do you want to say this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So I work as a social worker. I've been in the public health system for 7 years. And I just feel that the same way the flu shot is optional, it should also be for the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
For the simple fact, everybody has a personal reason. Everybody has, you know, a right to their body and what they put in it. And, you know, they have access to all this information that makes them feel hesitant to do it. I have coworkers who are afraid of putting this vaccine in their body for whatever reason. And I feel like it should be respected. The same way, you know, you can opt to get a flu shot the same way you can opt to get these other vaccines, why mandate something now?
Well, there are, when everybody on the list of vaccines, there are mm-hmm. things that are not optional.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And so your point about the flu shot, yes. They obviously are categorizing this COVID situation not like the flu because of the amount of death that we've seen here recently over the last 2 years.
I thought, you know, I'm all for the vaccine. I saw a lot of people die. The smell of death is still something that's like registered in my memory.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like, I was tripping over people in the emergency room. It was like a madhouse. So if somebody were to tell me, you know, the vaccine can prevent you from living this horrible experience, I'm all for it. But, you know, other people don't feel that way.
And you don't want to see people. And you, as somebody who works close to people who are mm-hmm. struggling with jobs, et cetera, you don't want to see people have to choose between something they are fearful of and providing for their family. I get that
100%.
Yeah, I understand. The CEO said, if you don't get vaccinated, we will terminate you.
Yep.
Point blank period.
And you work for a private company or
No, public health.
Public health.
The city. Yeah.
Got it. And so everybody in your office has to get vaccinated now.
The whole hospital, even vendors.
The whole hospital.
See,
thank you, Priscilla.
I understand her, but like, again, I feel like if I just have a baby and I'm dealing with somebody that's immune compromised in a hospital, I want I want them to be vaccinated.
Period.
I do.
No,
yeah.
No way around it. No, look, it's
and tested, by the way, because I think everyone should, regardless of your vaccination status, you should get tested frequently.
Well, can I respond to a thing Shawnee said earlier about shouldn't it be more focused on testing? And Laura, that's a nice thought. They don't want to keep that up forever. In the long run, that is expensive, that is difficult, that is time consuming. As opposed to everyone getting vaccinated, them having to continue to test everyone who wants to be tested every week.
So they rather just
millions of tests. No. I'm not. Rather, they want to do is save money. And that's ultimately what people want to do is save money.
Well, and this also goes back to, and you probably want to reiterate this to a lot of people, where you're like, I should have a choice. I want to remind you, you do have a choice.
It's not
a great choice.
Not a great
but
choice.
Your choice is, if you want the job, whether it's a corporation, and I'm hoping we got the information wrong, because I haven't got anybody. Do teachers have a choice or not? I'm hearing mixed signals here. And the news we read, it says yes. Woman called, said no. Shawnee's saying you're hearing, saying no. Right. Hearing from people saying no.
Yes.
I tend to trust what the news is reporting versus hearsay and people mm-hmm. who mix up information.
See, but now you're getting into the crux of the whole thing.
What?
What you just said sums up how you also feel about the view of vaccinations at large.
Which is?
I tend to trust sources that you know, not just people who say things.
Well, yeah, I don't, because people misinformation, make up information, you know, all of that. There's misinformation everywhere. So I try to listen to trusted sources. You know what I'm saying?
They need to clear it up, though. They definitely need to make this clear for people, because it doesn't seem clear.
So there's no teachers on the line stating that they...
Well, just that one lady who said she didn't have an option, and your word, but Pix 11 and news outlets are saying you do have a choice. So I don't know which one it is. Maybe somebody can clear it up. Here's Lisa. Lisa's a public school teacher in Connecticut. Lisa.
Hi, I'm actually a special ed assistant.
Okay.
But they made it mandatory last week where we have to get our vaccination, and until we get the second dose, we have to be tested every single week, or we cannot show up to the job.
And that's the state of Connecticut.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, so far.
All right, well, thank you, Lisa.
I got my first vaccination and tested every week.
All right, and how do you feel about it? Are you angry?
No, I mean, I'm a mother of four, and my kids are in the school system. So, like, you know, it starts with us. You know, we have to show up to work, whether it's remote learning or in the classroom, so... I got to do what I have to do, not just at home, but at work, but at home also.
There it is.
Also, with four kids
it's
going
just
into
school. What we
got
to do. I need my job.
There it goes. And by the way, y'all, they know that. They know we need our jobs. Look, and I hate that this is a rude awakening for a lot of people dealing with being a citizen in a country that you feel promoted freedom, freedom of choice, all of these freedoms. And now you're getting to a point where you feel like you're being forced to do something that you don't want to do. You're living in a time. But these times have happened, whether it was with a vaccine or other laws that got passed or things we were forced to do as a society where people were pissed off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're living through a big one right now in this era where you're like, yo, I thought this was a country of freedoms. You do have a freedom. You have a freedom to choose whether or not you want this job or not.
Yeah. Well, people are going to fight it. People are going to fight it.
Hey, listen,
because
there are
people, feel like their human rights are being violated.
And there are people feel that when gay marriage was legal, it was oppressing them. Mm-hmm. You're taking away what marriage means to me. Well, guess what? This is where the culture is going now. And as a good, we have decided this is what's happening. Right. And some people won't like it. And they're still fighting it tooth and nail. Guess what? They showed up January 6th. I'm not saying that I'm not comparing people who don't want a vaccine to people who are out there on January 6th. But my point is, unfortunately, when you share a society like this, there are, like, sort of, as Ebro's pointed out before, group decisions that are made about, like, this is what we feel is the best path forward. And the people who aren't in on it at some point, yeah, they're going to feel violated.
Of course.
For sure. I'm not saying I don't understand that.
Happening in Texas when it's like, you know, look, this is what we feel as That's a state. Right. You know, how are we going to move? Now, yes, you have a choice. Move out of Texas.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But is it right morally? You know, who's to say?
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
I mean, I'm watching.
It's going to be interesting because I want to see what's really going to happen on Monday. Some people are going to fold. A lot of people are going to fight. You know.
Well, and I think there's also people who are going to fight in hopes that they're going to have. And I just want to put this out here. My dad used to tell me this all the time. When it came to protests and people standing up to the government, hopefully you got a savings account.
Facts.
Because when that fridge starts to empty out, that's when people start making real, real, real decisions. And I just want to warn y'all, the government's money's longer. And if they want something, they will stall your ass out until you make that decision. And there's other people who want those slots that you're willing to give up.
That's the problem, too. There's always going to be people who will then take those jobs.
For sure.
Quick update. Governor Murphy announced, this is for the state of New Jersey, all workers in preschools through grade 12, certain state employees must be fully vaccinated by October 18th or be subject to COVID testing a minimum of 1 to 2 times a week.
So there's a choice there.
In Jersey. That's the state of New Jersey.
So there will be testing as a choice still in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll monitor this. Thanks for all the phone calls. Cash 1, 97 minutes commercial free. The Gurus are next.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June
2nd. Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Guru time.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Yes. Where the squad gets together to uplift, to heal.
That's right.
To hear you.
That's right.
To create a space where we allow you to be who you are.
That's right.
Be vulnerable, and we'll help you out. Shiny Culture, burn that sage.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises.
Through the nose, out through the mouth.
By the way, yesterday at the Fugees reunion show, somebody came up to me and was like, Guru. At first I looked at him like, fam, don't walk up on me like that. But then I was like, oh, you're a fan. All good.
Guru.
I mean, they know. People know about the Guru.
Yes. Yo, somebody hit me too. The letter the other day that you read off of line.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, how come I'm seeing this someplace else? Didn't you read that?
By the way,
I did the same thing.
People said that? Ebro did the same thing yesterday.
I was like, yo, something peculiar here. Shayla from WBLS, our girl Shayla posted it. And I was like,
but Rosenberg said it was from the internet.
Nobody was listening.
You weren't listening. Everyone else heard it. I could see Ebro staring down. I was like, he thinks this is a real email.
And I said not only that, but people clearly, Shawnee, came to him, they weren't listening either.
Just for clarity.
Okay, go ahead.
My listeners, yeah, I do want to be associated with them. How dare
I meant the people who Shawnee explains for us.
Okay, go ahead, Sean. Sorry.
No, so just for clarity, let them know that you put the disclaimer out. This wasn't a letter to us.
Oh, yeah. I said that very clearly the other day. I'll say it again. The one we read the other day about the husband whose mistress died, that was an internet thing. It was sent to me, and it was so guru perfect that I thought we should discuss it.
Right.
But it was not a letter to us.
Right.
So that's why you're seeing other people use it around here. And of course, that leads to Ebro being like, y'all thing is raggedy. I was like, what? Why is it raggedy?
Well, I called y'all segment raggedy.
It was just a good topic.
Y'all have to resort to random memes on IG.
We don't refurbish. You're the king of random memes. You throw it on the Ebro Times.
Yeah, you're a meme distributor.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be the guru. This is supposed to be a level up.
Upper echelon even.
Yeah, this is like, I can't even be a part of it. Not even supposed to speak during this
segment.
It's crazy.
The guru,
y'all
Laura,
are taking memes, trash.
We do have mad emails. And I did feel bad. I was like, well, someone else won't get theirs read today, but they'll get it another time. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's your email address. Your destination for clarity.
That's right.
You're feeling disparity.
I like it.
I like it.
Don't think that's a word. But it rhymes.
It sounds good.
Hey, gurus and non-gurus. I'll try to keep it short.
Shout out to Africa.
I'm 37 and my husband is 42.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shout out to Africa.
We've been married for 9 years, together for 14, and have two boys, 12 and 7. For the most part, we have a pretty stable marriage with typical problems.
Oh, segment over. Move on. Mm. Y'all good. Y'all Gucci out here. People got bigger problems.
However, lately, the past 2 months, my husband has been drinking more and more. Mm. And when he does, he gets nasty and disrespectful.
Not cool.
Not. Okay. And I don't think she means in the good way. Not in that I like it kind of way. I mean, let's be real. Women out here do kind of like it when their man gets nasty and disrespectful at the right time.
Talk about it.
Sorry, adult talk.
It just depends.
I'm never scared of violence. I know that it would never be an issue, but he starts talking like I'm cheating on him. Never. Mm. And questions everything I do. Calling me out my name. Mm-mm. Asking why I smell a certain way.
Mm. Oh, he's cheating on you.
And it's starting.
So says the old man.
It's starting to be constant. I've tried to talk to him and he apologizes the next day. I come home and he's drinking and talking ish.
Oh, no.
About 10 years ago, I was friendlier than he liked with a guy from my school via text message.
Okay.
Never did anything. Stopped it dead when my husband told me he didn't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. My phone is never locked. He can check anything he wants. So at this point, I'm ready to give up. Done talking, done fighting, but I don't want to leave him. I love him very much. I just want to figure out how to get through to him with slowing down on the drinking and easing his mind with cheating suspicions. Sincerely, over it. Can I just thank you, first of all, over it, for the most well put together, concise, and properly used grammar email I've seen in very long time.
Commas, punctuation.
Because we get doozy.
Every sentence, you don't have to go, wait, I think this is one sentence? This is very complicated, though. This is not an easy fix, it sounds like, either, except for what the obvious thing will be is that we're all going to say, you need to communicate.
Right,
you need to talk about this.
The bottom line. But when she says over it, I mean, you put in 14 years. He's been drinking and doing this for 2 months.
She doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want
right.
to leave. She made that clear.
She's over the behavior. I think she's over.
Yeah. And she can. I think she should have a conversation about his drinking, because it seems like every time he's drunk, he's just acting insane.
Well, that's the whole
and
point.
And abusive.
Well, seems like it.
And it is. And that and acknowledge that this is the problem. And tell her also, every single time you drink, you become verbally abusive.
Right.
There's a deeper layer to this, too. Where
here he comes.
She says this happened. No, this is serious. She says she's had this happen with this whole thing with the phone, and he felt a certain way about that. He probably never addressed that the correct way. So every time he gets drunk, it comes out. He's probably been harboring those feelings for a long time.
I think he's cheating. He's projecting.
Possibly.
That is possible though.
I mean,
he's done something. Something's not sitting well with him. Conscience. Where he did something that he thinks that you're doing, but he's projecting onto you.
Either he never got over what happened back then, and Cass is right, he never addressed it properly, mm-hmm.
or he's done some other things he's projecting guilt for himself. It's one of those things, or both.
Could be both.
Right.
So she needs to have a conversation with him about the drinking.
Yes, right, that's now. How I feel. I feel like that's the first step. Well, because that's where it becomes verbally abusive.
And isn't it twofold, though? Isn't it, number one, we got to talk about this drinking you're doing.
Right.
Number two, we got to talk about what you're saying when you're drinking.
Right.
Right.
And it's
right.
not like it's happened once. Mm-hmm. You're saying it repeatedly. So let's yeah. not act like every time. Listen, if you get drunk once and you say something crazy like, you know, your cousin's hot, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, you said it one time. It might not be that big a deal. You might just be being a jerk. If every time you get drunk, you're like, you know your cousin's hot.
Okay.
That means you want to bone my cousin.
And I just want to say for anybody listening right now, if you say somebody's or the woman you're dating or man you're dating's cousin is hot while you're drinking, that's not going away too easy.
You might be sitting on that one for a minute. But my point is, if it happens every time, that's a sign that this is a real thing in his brain.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got to address the drinking, and they got to address what he's talking about when he's drinking.
Right. So her best approach is...
communication. Sounds like another episode of communication.
But how does she talk to him if he's always apologizing the next day, and then the following day he comes back
drunk? You got
to
do it on a day when there's no drinking happening, yeah. when y'all are having a good day. Say, hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Put down your phone. Put down everything. Turn off the TV.
Right.
We need to talk for a second.
Because any this ultimatums? Is serious.
This is real.
Does she offer ultimatums? If you don't get this together, then...
I don't think she wants that.
I don't
she
think
don't
you,
want that.
She don't, he don't want that. She I don't think you that. Need to jump into it. You don't even need to start
I think,
there.
I think you should just be straightforward. Like, every time you drink, you become verbally abusive, and you say things that concern me. And I've realized that drinking is a problem. What can we do about it?
Right. I know you. I love you. Yeah. This was not your typical behavior. So I'm concerned. And see where he goes from there. At that point, if he's not willing to address it, if he denies it, y'all might have to take next steps. Ultimatums, therapy. I would prefer therapy before you jump to an ultimatum, just because ultimatums don't work that well.
Yeah, facts.
But that's it. That's what I think that's the bottom line, what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think so too. So communicate and talk to him and just focus on these two problems first. I would like an update.
I would like an update too. We request yes. that.
Okay, so say the guru.
Man, that was a tough rap.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Real
little
talk.
Weakness.
Psh, I was born.
Really?
Nobody, no, that's real, no relationship got it. Ruined. Nobody got screamed on. You know what I'm saying? It was boring.
She getting screamed on down. Every other day.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No. Disrespectful and nasty.
Yeah, it's verbally abusive. No.
Your man's cheating. Get ready that's for that. Get ready for the ball to drop.
The guru.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Disrespectful.
You got his flashing lights up last month.
Oh, God. I'll let you know who's hosting Saturday Night Live.
I like this lineup.
Next.
I like this lineup.
Really?
I think it's pretty good.
Okay. Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Now listen. They're giving warnings today, and I think now, based on how Ida pulled up, we got to take all these warnings very serious. They say flash flood, rain, a lot of rain later. It's going to happen after the sun goes down, I think, most of the rain. And a tornado may touch down in the air.
Ew. My Lord.
Be careful out here.
So... If the area you live in gets hammered when these things happen, take precautions. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, biggest problem on my mind today. This is the biggest problem on my mind today with all the problems in the world. Why do they call lions king of the jungle?
I saw you post this on your Twitter. What's wrong with you? Why was this on your mind?
They don't live in the jungle.
They live on the plains, first of all. And the way it rang in my mind was, once again, the white man,
once again,
has you thinking that Africa is all jungle. Lions live on the plains.
Facts.
And then people would say, well, like Cass won. Well, Jaguars would then be the king of the jungle. But Jaguars are loners, man, like tigers. They don't have family. Gorillas would be the king of the jungle. They have a kingdom. They have a family. They have a partner. They have, you know, children they take care of. Like lions, you know, lions are family people. Family animals. You know what I'm saying.
Don't gorillas do the same thing?
That's why I said gorillas would be the king of the jungle because they live in the jungle.
Huh?
But I feel
you
like...
You have to have a family to be the king?
I think so.
It could just be that you're loose and crazy and don't need anyone.
Yeah, you just...
Nah, but you ain't the king. You're just not a king. Kings have kingdoms, man. Kingdoms mean people and families. Oh,
okay. Could anything else in the jungle, though, take out a gorilla?
Can what?
Is there anything that, yeah, what about jaguars, though?
No, I don't know. I don't know if a jaguar is just taking out a gorilla.
A jaguar could take out any mammal, bro. Have you seen these things?
Not a lion.
Could probably.
I've seen a lion take out an alligator.
What'd you say, John?
Jaguar takes out alligator.
Jaguar takes out a lot of stuff, man.
Rhinos are plains.
Rhinos don't live in the jungle.
They're in the plains with the lions. By the way, can a lion really take out a... Oh, tigers are in the jungle.
That's why I said tiger, but they're loners like jaguars. They're on a family.
What about hyenas?
Hyenas are scumbags. Hyenas are scumbags.
Get out of here.
No love.
Yeah, I like Rosenberg.
Yeah,
same thing. Yo, off with your mic, John. What are you talking about?
Yo, by the way, I want to give... we like to lift up the curtain here, don't we?
Yeah.
John was trying to get in on this conversation. Mm-hmm. He's leaning into his mic. He's holding his hand up. Ebro is doing what Ebro does, protecting the quality of the program by ignoring John. My white guilt and Jewish empathy sees John trying to get in the conversation, clearly look at him and look at Ebro, like, help the guy out, turn his mic on.
I turn his mic
on. Ebro and I did this all without talking, but it's what was happening. Ebro turns the mic on, lets John get into the conversation. He contributes nothing particularly worthwhile, but he does. 10 more words in, calls me a scumbag. Why do I do anything to help him? Why do I do this?
I said hyenas.
He said hyenas were scumbags, and you went like Rosenberg. Why do I help you?
Oh, my God, John. I didn't even hear that.
You didn't.
And I was like, why are you talking, Rosenberg, taking us off the... And,
you're bad.
By the way, Rosenberg.
By the way, I'm done with the convo. Lions aren't the king of the jungle. It's the gorillas. I made the call. Let's get the flashlights. All right?
Gotcha.
Shout out to all my Leos.
I mean, we out here, son.
Shout out to the Leos. Listen, I love lions. They just don't live in the jungle.
So I ain't even debating this, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We'll take a crown somewhere, though.
Oh, absolutely.
The By the way, it took this conversation to finally pique the interest of our program director, Pio, who texted me.
What are you saying?
A tiger is much more powerful and stronger cat than a lion.
Absolutely.
However, tigers are liners. Lions run in packs. A tiger destroys a lion in a one-on-one fight.
Wow.
For sure. He's without question.
But the bottom line is that's not going to happen because lions got their people with them.
Exactly. Because they have a kingdom, which is why they got people. You got family. You got legacy.
Right. But you think they're king of the plains, not king of the jungle.
They just don't live in the jungle. That's all I'm saying.
It's so true.
Laura, go ahead.
God.
Tigers don't live in Africa.
We weren't even talking. Why is your mic on? We weren't even talking about Africa.
Because they're never going to match up because tigers are in Asia and lions are in Africa.
Facts.
So they're never going to match up anyway.
Oh, my God. All right. Kim Kardashian is heading to SNL this season.
I love this.
She will be hosting the October 9th episode for the 47th season. And Halsey will be the special musical guest.
I think Kim Kardashian is a great booking.
I don't know about her as a host. I hope she participates in skits. I would love to see her.
She's hosting. She's going to be in skits.
Yeah, I think
she's
going to
do it. Do all hosts participate in skits?
Always.
I didn't know that.
Okay, cool.
All I really cared about here is that I love Halsey. That's all I wanted to say. Shout to Halsey's mom who told me she's a listener. Shout to Jersey.
What?
You know what I'm saying? In the building.
Halsey's mom listens to the show?
Yeah, me and Laura saw her backstage at Gov Ball one time. She was like, I love you guys. I'm Halsey's mom.
Yeah.
I'm Halsey's mom.
And so does Chris Rock. By the way, I hope he's feeling better. He has COVID.
Yeah, get well, Chris Rock.
He said he listens when he drives his daughters.
I know. I was here for that one. He's a great guy. But I think Kim K is a great booking for SNL because she's so famous, right? She's going to get eyeballs, first of all. But on top of that, she's hot, right? So you have that going
on. And
she's
also a good sport.
But that's the main thing. She's a good sport.
Yeah.
There's no doubt she's going to poke. They're going to do a Kardashian sketch, of course.
Of course.
I mean, what I hope they do is make fun of Kanye.
You know, not in a mean way. Not in a mean way, but right. in a way where you show like you're able to poke fun at the entire thing.
Right, right, right.
You know, like I just think it's a.
They're
we've
probably
going like to
make
that.
Fun of the new Balenciaga outfits that they wear.
Oh, I've got to make fun of the new Balenciaga.
What is that? The one she dressed up as a shadow?
Yes, yes. I'm sure.
Yo, that's gonna ring off this year for Halloween. Just dressing up as Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically dressing up as a shadow.
Did you see the rest of the lineup for the first month?
No.
This is SNL back.
Yeah.
And October 2nd is the first one. She skipped to the next week, which is Kim Kardashian.
I just want to once again reiterate, shout out to my man Keenan over there. I never watch it when it happens. I always watch clips on social media. So Same. Can y'all just post more clips on social media?
They post everything. Every sketch goes up on YouTube literally at like 5 a.m. that night. That's how I usually watch. I usually wake up on Sunday and I'll be like, well, did anything worthwhile happen? And I'll scan through the skits. But... Jason Sudeikis is hosting end of October too.
Ted Lasso's
nice.
In the building.
Yeah, man, I feel so bad for Sudeikis.
Why?
No, man, the way his relationship ended with his wife, his ex-wife, she rolled on him, and now she got
Ted
with
Ted Lasso.
No, in real life.
Oh wait, what happened?
She left him and is with Harry Styles.
What?
I don't even know who's his ex-wife.
She came and did our show. That actress who did our show.
Olivia Wilde.
Yo, Laura.
She's with Harry Styles?
You realize that Laura's supposed to be the entertainment person? This story's a year and a half old. Legitimately, she's been with Harry Styles for a year and a half.
Laura doesn't really pay attention to
what Honestly, people. Harry Styles could walk into this room, and how many people in this room would recognize Harry Styles?
I would recognize Harry Styles. I love Ebro, strawberry, watermelon, lemonade.
I don't know if I would.
No one else here.
No, no, but I care about Sudeikis, not Harry Styles. So
but Laura doesn't pay attention to white people stuff. You know this. We've been over this.
But
trying.
It is frustrating. It's frustrating.
For who? Not for me. For you.
Why? Pay attention to you. That's all you should care about.
Thank you. Well, you don't pay attention to me, really, or Ebro, for that matter. Let's
what
just be
do
honest.
What do you mean?
She doesn't pay attention
don't
to
bring
us.
Me in. She's paying attention to me all the time. I
really?
I do pay attention to you guys.
We won't bring up yesterday. Off the air when Ebro tried to tell something to Laura. She got 5 seconds in. She went, what happened? And he went, oh, yeah, you didn't hear. Let me tell you. So blah, 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 blah. Made it another 5 seconds. I jumped in and cut him off. I'm like, you're wasting your time. She's not listening to you. He's like, no, what are you talking about? And she looks up again. What?
After she asked the question.
After she had asked for the story. So anyways, the reason I feel bad for Sudeikis is Ted Lasso, if anyone watches it, the story is underlying stories about his divorce. He's been going through the divorce the whole time he's been doing the show.
That helped make a great show. Listen, man.
It did. And it's the biggest show of his life, right? This is the biggest moment of Sudeikis' career, right?
I don't know. He's had some great ones. I've liked him for a long time.
But nominated for Emmys, I think, for Ted Lasso. And now he's hosting it. Now he's hosting SNL.
Good for him.
So good for him.
You didn't need Olivia Wilde anyway. You're good.
But that's tough. Harry Styles, what is he, 15 years younger? I don't know much about him, but I know he's a handsome gentleman. It's tough.
It's your flashing lights report. I was 8:02.
Love you, Jason.
I am 79 degrees, rain all day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Damn. Just getting that young thing, huh?
By the way, shout out to Harry Styles. He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm. It happens, fellas. Yo, listen, fellas been doing it to the ladies for a long time. You know, you get tired, your lady got older, now you see the dude with a younger chick. I like when the chicks do it too. I'm saying, go get you a young thing.
But not to Sudeikis. He seems like such a great guy.
Seems, but we don't know.
You don't know what happens behind
closed
doors.
You met him, haven't you?
I love him. He's great, but I'm not in a relationship. I don't know what he's doing in there.
Trust me, he was on point.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.